Today's Amma for Chazara is Yavamas Kuf Amin Beis. We're holding by the Mishnah on the bottom of Kuf Amin Aleph. Says the Mishnah, Mishal Shasach Harbailo Shashach Hadashim. Rachel was married to Avram, and then she didn't wait 3 months after that marriage ended, and she married Yitzchak. V'niseis V'yolda V'enyadu Ayim Ben Tisha L'Rishon Ben Shiva L'Achrein. She doesn't know if this child, Shimon, is a child of Avram, or is it the child of Yitzchak. And Hayuloi Banim Ben Arishon Ben Ben Asheni. She had a Reuven from Avram, and later on she had a Levi from Yitzchak. This Shimon doesn't know now who his father is, Mamela, who his brother Mina'av is. So if he gets married and dies without any children, so then they do chalitza to his wife and not Yibam. And if they get married and die without any children, so then Shimon does chalitza and not Yibam. Chalitza because maybe it's an Eshes Ach Mina'av, but they can't do Yibam because maybe it's an Eshes Ach only Mina'im, so therefore they can't do Yibam. Same case, you have the Shimon who's a Suffolk if he comes from Avram or Yitzchak. But in this case, it's not that Rachel had another child from Avram and another child from Yitzchak. It's that Avram and Yitzchak have other children, but it's from other ladies. So in that case, either Reuven is Shimon's brother or not related. Either they're Eshes Ach Min Av, either he's a brother from an Av or not related. Same thing with Levi to Shimon. Either he's a brother from an Av or not related. So who chayli to miyabim? So if one of them dies without any children, he could do chalitza or yibam to the wife, because either it's his yavama or it's a random amana. V'heim echacholitz echamiyabim. By him, if he dies without any children, so then them, one of them should do chalitza, and then the other one could even do yibam, and mimanav shach he'll be in the good, but in the clear. But it has to be dafka chalitza first, like we'll see in the beginning of the Gemara, because otherwise it might be a shemeres yavam. Hayachad yisav echad kayin. If let's say this Avram and Yitzchak, in general, you have a case of a suffolk child, and we all know who the father is. Is it Avram or Yitzchak? And both of them, one of them is a kayin, one of them is Yisrael. So this child now is a Savik Kain Savik Yisrael. So what's the halachas of a Savik Kain Savik Yisrael? We had this in the previous Mishnah. The nice Isha Ruya L'Kayim V'imitam L'Mesim V'imitmeinu Savik Yisrael Bayim V'inuachal V'trumah V'machalinu Meshalim Kerem V'chayim Mesh V'inuachal Ekal Agayrenu V'inuachal Trumah V'dam Sholai V'inuachal B'kachar Kadoshim V'inuachal Nais Kadoshim V'imitzin Eshalim Yadu Yupat V'nezer V'lechayim V'akeva V'chayri Yeray Achi Yistayiv V'inuachal V'chamre Kayhanim V'chamre Yisraelim, which we said was referring to the Karban Mincha. Those are all the halachas of a Savik Kain Savik Yisrael that we had in the previous Mishnah. If let's say both Avram and Yitzchak are both Kayhanim, so then this child is for sure a Kayin. But he doesn't know who his father is. So who Einin Aleihem? If Avram or Yitzchak die, he'll have to sit Shiva because maybe it's his father. And same thing if he dies, if Shimon dies, so Avram and Yitzchak will both have to sit Shiva because maybe it's his son. Who Einin Mitam Aleihem? He cannot be Tmei Meis to bury one of them because maybe it's not his father. For the same reason, they can't be Mitam to bury him because maybe it's not a son. Who in a Yarishai son? He can't Yarshin them because maybe he's not a son, and the other Yarshin will just push him away. Avalheim Yarshim Aisai. If he dies, they'll be able to go together and collect his Yerusha and they'll divide it. If he is Iver and he hits or he curses one of them, he'll be Pater because maybe it's not his father. He'll be able to serve in the Beis HaMikdash by each one's Mishmar, by each one's week to serve in the Beis HaMikdash. But he won't be able to take any of the portions because the other kohanim there will have a mitzvah aveira alav araya to tell him, prove that it's really your turn. However, both of them. So then, Naitul Chelik Echad. If both of them are in the same Mishmar, so then Mimanav Shach, it's his Mishmar that week, and then he would be able to even take a portion. Now, Dafka Michas, Father Yevumi, Av Yevumi, Bereshul Loi, Dekapag of Yavam Lashok, like we pointed out when we learned the Mishnah. Says the Gemara now, Anu Alacha, Mar Shmuel, Asar Kehanim, Aimdim, Upirish Echem, and Mubal, Avlad Shtuki. If 10 Kehanim are standing, one of them is Mizana with a lady, and has a child, we all know which one is the father. The child is a Shtuki. The child is silenced, he's considered a Suffolk. My Shtuki, I mean, what is he considered a Shtuki? That we don't let him yarshin from his father. Pshita, that's too obvious. We don't know who his father is. Of course, he can't yarshin the father. What it means is that we silence him. We don't consider him a kuna. Says the Gemara, my time, why? But his father is definitely a kain. Why wouldn't he have a din kuna? Because by kuna it says acharav. We need it to be that he knows who his father is. In this case, he doesn't know who his father is, even though he knows he's a kain. That's not good enough. Maskavarapa. Papa, ask her Papa, Meantaga by Avram. By Avram Avinu, the Chassid says in the Torah that Leah Yisachalikim Azarecha Acharecha. Hashem says, I'm going to be for you as a God and for your children. Acharecha, Samaikam Zamazar Lirachmano. What's the Acharecha that the Torah is coming to teach him? That Hashem's coming to tell Avram. Says the Gemara Hachikam Rale. This is what Hashem's telling Avram. That Loitinasi Avedis Kechavim Vishivcha Dolezel Zarecha Basra. You should not marry a Gaya or a Shivcha because then the child won't be Miyuchas after you. Now ask the Gemara in the Etzim Din that Shmuel said that you need to know that the Kohen needs to know who his father is to have a Din Kuhuna. Meisvei asked the Gemara, we learned in the Braisa that when a Yavama gets married without waiting the 3 months, she marries the Yavam, she does Yibam with the Yavam, and then she comes out, she has a baby, so the baby is Rishon, really is Kohen Gadol. If both that Ruvain and now the Yavam Shimon are Kehanim, so then the child could even be a Kohen Gadol potentially. He's a regular Kohen. So wait a second, Vabinan Zaram Yochas Acher Veleka. It's true, he's Vadi a Kohen, but he doesn't know which one's his father. He doesn't know if it's Reuven or Shimon. So how could he be a Kohen? How could he be royally as Kohen Gadol? Says the Gemara, no, you misunderstood. Zarim Yochas Acher Derabbanan Ukras Machta Balma. Really, it's just the Derabbanan. The Drasha was just in the Smachta. Chigaz Derabbanan Biznos, but Nisun Ligaz Derabbanan. The Rabbanan only made this Gzeira by the case of Znos, like by the case of the 10 Kehanim, one of them was Mizana, and then there's a Kanasa, so we're not going to give the child a Din Kuhuna. But when it came through marriage, like in this case of Yibam, so then we don't give such a kanas. Ask the Gemara, Biznos Migaz Rabbanan, and by Znos, then there is a kanas. But now we learned in our Mishnah. Our Mishnah discusses also a person who doesn't know who his father is. His father's definitely a Kayin. His father's definitely a Kayin. And we see that he has a Din Kayin, even though he doesn't know who his father is. And the Gemara is going to prove that that case was a case of Znos. It says, Mishle Shah Sachar Bailo Shalisha Kadasha Venises Vialda, the case of our Mishnah, it says she didn't wait 3 months, and she went and she married Yitzchak. Both them are Kehanim, and so then the child is a Suffolk. My Acher Baila, what happened to Avram? How did that marriage with Avram end? Ilay Macher Misas Baila, Avram died, Ema Seifa, doesn't fit with the Seifa. It says, Hu Ainin Aleim, Vim Ainin Alav. They all sit Shiva for each other. So Bisham, Hu Ainin Aleihem, Mishkachas Lab Nisuin, you can have that by a case of Nisuin, by Misas Adesheni, Velika Datsama Istikama, by Yitzchak dying, and Avram moving his bones. He's already died before, but moving his bones. Elahem Ainin Alav, but how are you going to have a case where they sit Shiva for him? Hechi Mishkachasa, Kama, how could you have it by the first one, by Avram? Hamisla, he already died. So it can't be talking about that Avram died. Vela Begrusha, so you'll tell me that Avram divorced Rachel. Umay Acher Baila, Acher Get Baila. Means after her divorce, she didn't wait 3 months and she married Yitzchak. Well, Yima Seifa. That doesn't fit with the Seifa either. It says, Hu ain't Matam Lahem, Vehin and Matam Loid. And neither of them can be Matam for each other to bury them. So Bisham, Hein and Matam Loid, Luchumra. I understand that they can't be Matam for him. They have to go Luchumra, then maybe it's not a son. El Hu ain't Matam Lahem, am I? But why can't he be Matam for them? Bisham, Elashenu, Yitamalay. I get it that he can't become Tamei Meis for Yitzchak to bury Yitzchak because maybe his father's Avram. And he's a Kayin, so he can't be Matam for Yitzchak. El Arishan, Yitamalay, Mimanamshach. Melchari has a manamshach to be Matame to bury Avram. If it's a son, then for sure he can be Metameh. And even if he's a son of Yitzchak, then he could still be Metameh for Avram, because then he's a Chol. Because if his mother was divorced when she married Yitzchak, so then he's a Chol. So he should be able to bury Avram. So it also doesn't work to have a case of a Grusha. So it can't be talking about that Avram died. Can't be talking about Casey divorced her. What are you left with? It must be that Rachel was Mizana with Avram and Mizana with Yitzchak. It means after her Znus, Ukatani Seifa. So this child came through Znus, doesn't know who his father is, knows his father is a Kayin, and the Seifa, the Mishnah says that Ayla b'Mishmar shall zav v'shal zad, that he could serve in the base of Mikdash. He has a Din Kuhuna, Utiyav to the Shmuel, so that doesn't seem to fit with Shmuel. So says the Gemara, an attempted defense of Shmuel, Amr Shmaim b'mam Enes, that no, it wasn't Znus, she was married to Avram, but Avram didn't die, and he didn't divorce her. So how did the marriage end? It ended through me, and she was only a Ketana. Last the Gemara, Mam Enes, Mika Yolda. The Mishnah can't be talking about the case of Mam Enes, because she has a child from Avram and a Suffolk child from Avram, and that won't, at least a Suffolk child with Avram. And if she's a Katana, then we shouldn't consider it a Suffolk. The child's for sure Yitzchak. A Katana can't have a baby and live. The old these ladies, it's a Sakana, so they can be Mishameshes B'maik. Katana Shemetis Abra V'tamas, maybe she'll become pregnant and then she'll die. Mubarak Shemetasa Ubrasando, Menika Shemetigmas Ben Aviyamas. But the point is that a Katana will die if she gets pregnant. Vezi Katana, Mibas Achas, Shishan V'yamechad, Abbas Shdimas Freshan V'yamechad, it's from 11 to 12. Pachas Mikan Yesu Mikan Mishameshes Darka V'ylechas Divra Meir, but younger than that and older, then there's no need, because younger she won't get pregnant, older she'll be able to live. Then no, she should never use a ma'ich. Hashem will make sure that she doesn't have a baby. Hashem watches the fools. So they can't be talking about a case of mamenes, because then she's a katana, in which case the child wouldn't be a suffix. The child's for sure Yitzchak's. So says the Gemara, Mishkachas of Bekedushei Tois. We have a different case where she was married to Avram, not a case of znas, and Avram didn't die, and they didn't get divorced. How did the marriage end? The marriage ended because they realized they were never married, but it wasn't znas. They thought they were married, just there was a tanai in the kedusha, and that tanai was never fulfilled. So it was kedushei tais. We could rav yudam arshmul, rav yudam arshmul, mishum rabbi shmul, viloin nitpasa asura. That if a lady was mizana as an ishes ish, she was mizana and she was not forced, so then she becomes aser to her husband and to the bayal. Hanitpasa mutaris. But if she was forced, so then she remains mutter to her husband. Viyeshcha acharas shafa pishoin nitpasa mutaris. There's another lady that even if she was mizana willingly, she remains mutter to her husband. It's referring to a lady who had a kedusha tois. Even though she had a child, doesn't matter. She could go back to him, and because she was never really married to him, she wasn't an eishes ish. So that could be the case of our mishnah. She was not znos, but at the same time, she wasn't. The marriage with Avram ended because it was kedusha tois, and that's why the child will still have it in kahuna.